This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Education Department has taken up an Obama-era plan to streamline federal student loan servicing by moving to a new single platform for managing the loans of 43 million borrowers. The NAACP has dismissed its president after only 3 years in a shakeup demanding more activism. Former New York Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner pled guilty to sexting that also embroiled the Clinton campaign, given his marriage and joint computer use with his ex-wife there. In a recent poll of people with a net worth of more than $20 million, only one-tenth of them said that they'd given complete information about inheritance to their heirs. Now they seem to have caught Chrysler Fiat in an emissions cheating scandal. According to a scientific study, a diesel Ram pickup truck produced up to 20 times as much harmful nitrogen oxides on the road as under controlled conditions in a lab. The Pentagon has generated almost $6 billion over the past 7 years by charging the armed forces excessive prices for fuel and has used the money, called the Bishop's Fund by some critics, to bolster mismanaged or underfunded military programs, documents show. The Trump presidency has brought an increased number of protests to the National Mall, which means organizers, in accordance with the National Park Service permit rules of one portable toilet for every 300 participants, are renting a record number of privies. Moderate Iranian President Hassan Rouhani won re-election by a wide margin, defeating a hardline challenger and getting an endorsement for efforts to seek better ties with the West and attract foreign investment to bolster the economy. Two leading trade groups, the American Bankers Association and Consumer Bankers Association, recently proposed to Treasury Secretary Mnuchin several steps that they say would encourage banks to offer short-term high-interest loans again after 2013 rules restricted them. Also on their wish list, blocking the Consumer Federal Financial Protection Bureau from rolling out the sweeping rules on payday lending proposed last year, which they say would hamper the return to the sector. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.